Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
If you have come to that point where you got engaged, it means you have accepted marriage proposal. A round of applause for yourself. Now, why I'm clapping for you is for so many reasons. One of them is this. You have finally allowed other guys to go and use their recharge card on profitable business. That is to say, they will stop calling you every night, telling you, oh, Funke, what is it now? What are you saying? You know, that kind of thing. Nobody is going to be disturbing you like that. They cannot use their car calling Chioma to know whether Chioma will say yes or not. And that thing you have done is that you have also shut off all the guys giving you gifts on your birthday. You have finally narrowed it down to one person. That's slightly a joke. But the key thing I'm trying to say is that finally you have made a choice and it's good. I thank God for you. I congratulate you and I think you have done a good thing. I believe God must have guided you to come to the point where you make the right choice of who you should marry. So what I want to talk to you, having congratulated you, is this. I want to show you the reality of being engaged. Being engaged is no beans, my sister. Being engaged means so many things. Fortunately, a lot of people don't even understand it. Sometimes people take it beyond what it is, and other times people take it casually. What I want to show you is what it means when you are engaged. Now, when you get engaged to a man, what it means is that you are not his wife. Is it? Now I know that I'm not his wife, we're engaged. Yes, you know, but many other ladies don't know. They have this thinking that once they get engaged to a man, that they are already married. It is wrong. Because they think they are married, that's why they do things they shouldn't do. For instance, they go to the man to sleep with the man. If you engage a man, he's not your husband, and it is sin if you're a Christian to go and sleep with a man that is not married to you. Why am I saying if you're a Christian? I have a Muslim friend, she's engaged, but she told me that in Islam, they are not even allowed to have handshake with the man. Not to talk of hug, kiss the man. That when you have a handshake with a man that is not your husband, that the sin is as bad as you holding an iron rod that is heated. So whether you're a Christian or a Muslim, just know it's a sin against God. Now, beyond the fact that it's a sin, if you are the kind of person that are taking a vow of chastity, it is not being chaste to start sleeping with a man that is not your husband. Therefore, do not think that because you are engaged, you are now married. You can be engaged and get disengaged tomorrow. I'm not wishing you bad. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not wishing you bad. I'm just trying to tell you the reality of life. You can be engaged today, but tomorrow you get disengaged. And I'm not trying to tell you something that will start happening with you. I'm telling you what has happened among many people. Some people have their marriage cancelled even a week or 2 weeks before their wedding. And listen, I'm not talking about what happened in a crazy world like America. I'm talking about what happens in our own Nigeria. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, when you get engaged to a man, stop treating yourself as a married woman to the man. You don't have any responsibility to go to the man to cook for him. It is not your job to do laundry for him. He should get hire people that will do that work for him if he doesn't have siblings that live with him that can do it for him. It is not your responsibility to do those works. Therefore, when he requests that you do those things, you can help him cook food, maybe cook food and give someone to give him. But the idea of coming to his house, I mean, it's not as if I'm trying to say you should be wicked to him. No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, you love him now. Don't you love him? No, but what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you start going to the man's house to cook for him, maybe he lives alone, start doing all of those things, what you are most likely to do is to expose yourself where the power or the force to resist the temptation for sex becomes weakened. I want to tell you something that happened to me. Once I get close to you, I give you two books. Questions young people ask and answers that work, Volume 1 and Volume 2. It's a Jehovah Witness book. I give you those books and I direct you to read the section about sex, friendship with opposite sex and stuff like that. Why I do it is this, because I want you to learn what guides my relationship with ladies. That is one of the, those two books are one of the most important books I read as a teenager. Because they taught, then I was around 17 years old, I was very confused about should I have a friend as a lady that is not my girlfriend or not? Is he a sin or not a sin? Now if I have a friend like that, how do I ensure I don't commit fornication? You know, of course around that age in my life, I mean, my hormone was very high. Now there's a lot of control. In fact, my thinking that as you grow, those things don't disturb you like that. You begin to learn how to master your body. You have to control them. It's not like you every time, every morning, you just get aroused. I mean, it doesn't happen again. But then it was so bad, I was scared that once I have a female as a friend, I'm going to commit fornication. And in those days in FAC, in my town, the girl that wants to commit fornication is hellfire straight. In fact, they used to tell us in secondary school, they come to secondary school to talk to us as in fellowship. They say, you can be committing fornication and the rapture will happen. You are going to hell. So it used to scare me. Now, what I do is that I give you those books to read. I say, please, you understand we have to keep boundaries. Don't come to my house. You don't have to see in dark places. You don't have to see secluded places. But when I now started relating with ladies and actually found that I love one girl like die, like I love her seriously. What happened to me is that those same rules I set, I started breaking them. I won't see her anytime. And I started getting comfortable with sitting with her. Yes, we sit in a place in the evening. And when it started getting dark, I don't feel like I have to go. Then one day, something almost happened. You don't ask me what. Then I went back and asked them, how did I get to this point? I noticed I broke those same fundamental rules that I have to keep. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I can stay with a girl in the same room and it's dark and nothing will happen, provided the girl is just one girl. But if it's a girl that I like and I have feelings for, she's not just one girl. If you see me and you have not seen me for a long time, you say, oh, Brigitte, and you spread your hand, you want to hug me. I can hug you if you are just a girl. If it's a girl I like, it's a different thing altogether. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like this guy is not spiritual. Yes, I'm not spiritual. I agree. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. You don't have to expose yourself to unnecessary risk by going to that man's house. I know you're a spiritual sister. The guy is a pastor. But please, he has flesh and blood. Even for her to say to Timothy, a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit, flee from youthful lust. He knows there's a youthful lust. He wouldn't be telling Timothy if being a bishop like Timothy was or a pastor means that you won't have those kind of desires again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, you have to flee from it by ensuring you don't expose yourself by going to the man's house. Another thing I want to tell you is because you're not his wife, be careful how you advertise your relationship. A lot of people, they hype their relationship on Facebook. They say, oh, my boo, they snap picture on Valentine's, snap picture on their birthday. You know, they keep saying, oh, my wife, my one and only, and you're not married though. They said all of these things. I'm not condemning you. Don't look at me like I'm condemning you. I'm just trying to tell you, my sister, I don't think it's the best thing. My reason is that when you finish posting those pictures, writing about him, using him as your DP, telling everybody he's your own and stuff like that, let me tell you what you have succeeded in doing. You have succeeded in announcing to all the guys that wanted to come to you that, bros, I'm taking, steer clear. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, what you're actually saying is, this girl is not for sale. Beware of 419. You know that kind of thing they will write in their house. That's exactly what you're saying. Beware of 419. Now, I'm not wishing you bad. Please don't get the impression I'm telling you say your relationship will break or your guy will dump you. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that many people have broken their relationship. The girls always suffer it. Because when a guy breaks up with you, he can walk up to another girl and say, Nnekedu. If you as a girl and you're Nigerian, an African, especially a Nigerian, you cannot walk up to a girl and say, bros, what's up? The best you can do is to give him signals that you like him. And the signals must be tactical, lest he find that you're actually interested and desperate, and he will not treat you as a desperate girl. Therefore, you have to protect yourself by ensuring that that relationship is not advertised. Listen to me. I know you see people do their hype and promo on Facebook, promote their relationship, talk about how the girl is their world, how the guy is their world. You have 1 million years to do it once you get married. Once I get engaged, I can promise you this. I won't come on Facebook, on WhatsApp, or those places to be talking about the girl. My reason is that we can break our engagement any day. It doesn't mean I don't like her. If I get engaged to a girl, it means I like the girl. Does it make sense to you? It means I think she's okay. It means we have thought about this ourselves and we feel we can work together. However, I know that something can happen. I don't know. Some people break their engagement. It's not because they are wicked people, but something does happen. And I don't want to put the girl in disgrace. I don't want to make her disadvantaged by telling the whole world that she's engaged. So that when we break up, she can't also go and announce that we have broken up. Therefore, I owe it to her to ensure that she is what? Protected. Now, I want to tell you another thing about being engaged. Please, now that you're engaged, your courtship starts, of course. Please make it fruitful. I've never courted before, so I'm not an expert on courtship. But there are things I just have in my mind I'm going to do when I start courting with Brigitte Babe. We're going to settle down and study how to train our children. We're going to read every Bible story about how children were wrongly trained and how children were rightly trained. We're going to get materials and start talking about building a family, building a godly home, and how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife. We're going to study these materials and have a template on how we're going to operate a relationship and our marriage. It does not necessarily mean we will not have issues. It just means we are so prepared to be able to handle any issues that will come up. I don't think courtship should be a time to be snapping pictures and putting on Facebook, going from one place to another, eating and stuff like that. No. I think you should be engaged in meaningful activities that will be profitable to your marriage that is yet to happen. The point I've made in this session is this. Now that you're engaged, good for you. But please understand that you are not his wife. Therefore, do not transfer your burden and your responsibility on him. Do not also start behaving as if he's his wife. You don't have certain responsibility to him. You don't owe it to him to go to his house and cook for him. And please be careful to ensure that in your courtship, you maintain chastity. Do not expose yourself to where you find it difficult to resist the temptation to have sex. I mean, somebody asked me, what's wrong with kissing? I don't think Bible says kissing is wrong. It's a sin. But what I think about kissing is this. When you start kissing, will you be able to stop the cycle you just initiated? Will you be able to stop the reaction, the chain reaction you just initiated by kissing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Kissing is a form of foreplay. Foreplay is what you do when you want to have sex and you want to get yourself aroused before the sex. Now, when you start kissing and you don't want to have sex, will you be able to stop the process from ending in sex? So don't ask me whether it's a sin or not sin. I'm just telling you what I think about it. Now, another thing you do is that, please, while you are cutting, make that courtship profitable.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrojidWorld.